Well, it is the Swans and the Giants at the SCG on Saturday afternoon. Joining us now, 23 years old in his second year at the club after he started his career at the Demons. GWS forward, Toby Bedford. Toby, a very good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Really well, thanks. Appreciate your time on Swans Week, second v third. I know you always say you approach each game the same, but surely there's an extra edge this week, is there?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, every time we play the Swans, there's always an extra edge around the club. There's always a bit of a buzz. And like you said, we're second versus third, so both in form, so it's just going to be extra hot.
Toby, I wanted to ask, if I'm not mistaken, 13 wins last year, already 6 this year. What do you feel is the biggest difference? Because you just seem better team, more confident, looking good, running fast. What's the biggest change?
I think it's just, you know, last year, first year with a new coach. So this year we just built on our roles and we just know the game plan, game structure a bit better than last year. So and then just following on from that momentum we had last year towards the end of the year, you know, we went something like 8 in a row or 9 in a row there. And then so we're just trying to build on that from last year, and we started off the season in that way, so hopefully we can keep going as well.
Yeah, Toby, sometimes when you start the season like this, 6-1, you think everything is rosy, but internally you know that there's areas of the game that continually need to be addressed. Without giving too much away, what are the coaches happy with and not so happy with?
Yeah, it's a great point. We go through our game review, every time we play on the weekend, and there's always our work on, and sometimes it's just defensively, sometimes it's offensively. It just depends on game to game. So, for the most part, we're pretty pleased because, like you said, we are 6-0, but we still find ways to get better. And like I said, it can be both offensively and defensively at times. It just depends on what worked that week and what didn't.
I'm sure you'll be happy to have your teammate Sam Taylor return down back after that concussion, that awful concussion. What was it against St Kilda 2 or 3 weeks ago there, Toby? And he said yesterday there is a lot of dislike as far as on the field of the Swans within your club, and that the Swans are chirpy, they're a bit smug, he said. And it seemed to emanate from this pre-season match in particular. What happened in that match to really, I guess, get under your skin, I suppose, there at the Giants?
Yeah, it'd be great to have him back. Obviously, he needs to get through the next 2 sessions, and then he's all ticked off. But, he's a competitor as well, Slammer. He hates losing, and, we lost that. They got the better of us that game, and, they may have been a bit chirpy. So, and then same thing at the end of the last year. We played them at our home ground, and they just got the better of us, and, there was a few words exchanged. And, I just think, like I said, it's a battle of the bridge, so it's always a bit fiery. So you never like losing to them. And then when you do and there's a bit of words said, it always makes it hard. So, we'll go in with a big fire in our belly and hopefully get a win.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Would you say go in with the fire in the belly? This week, Isaac Heaney, look, right up there as talk on the Brownlow, playing really good. But you're also going to be playing in what's probably going to be a bit of a mud runner with the weather and everything. What's the game plan? How do you guys go into this?
We won't try and change too much. We'll continue to want to play our game style. But obviously, conditions will matter a little bit. So we will have to adjust a few things. But like you said, Isaac Heaney's in great form. But we're getting the likes back of Toby Green as well, who didn't really who missed a game on the weekend as well. And, this time last year, he actually kicked the winning goal against them. So, I think, they've got star players, and so do we. So it's going to be a great game.
Yeah. Toby, can I ask, I don't know whether you've done your review on the Swans yet or not, but given that the Swans transitioned after Buddy, have they sort of set up any differently this season compared to what they have done under those years when Buddy was there up forward?
Yeah, look, I'm not entirely sure because we actually haven't done our review yet, but we did play them last year at the back end of the year when he wasn't playing. So
right.
It won't be anything that's out of the ordinary for us because, he didn't play in one of the – or maybe even both – no, sorry, one of the games last year when we played him, so – we won't be expecting anything out of the ordinary from them and that kind of setup.
and your own forward line, Toby. I mean, with the likes of Jesse Hogan, Aaron Cadman, yourself, Toby Green, as you mentioned, set to come back after being suspended for that match against the Lions last week. I mean, overall, how do you feel like your forward line's functioning?
Yeah, unreal. Hmm. Unreal. You know, we've got a few others as well that are playing really good football, and likes of Brent Daniels, and also a few young boys, you know, and Dustin Jones, who debuted on the weekend, and Harvey Thomas, who's played all year. And they're just playing really good football. So, you know, it's going to be tougher spots throughout the rest of the year if everyone keeps up this form, because there already is at the moment. But, yeah, no, it's great for us. It's great for our footy team.
Yeah, it must keep everyone on their toes, Toby, knowing that you've got great depth. You went into last week's game without Toby. Cornelio wasn't there. Sam Taylor wasn't there. So everyone's under the pump to be able to stay in the team.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it's just going to drive us to play better football and make us better players, whether you're playing the ones or the twos at the moment, because everyone will want to play. And obviously, we're in pretty good form as well, so everyone likes winning. So, you know, trying to change a winning team or trying to get into a winning team is going to be extremely hard. So once you're in, you want to kind of hold your spot.
Well, it's going to be some afternoon, eagerly anticipated. You know, all these derbies becoming really significant now, considering both clubs are very successful. So looking forward to it. Appreciate your time and go well on Saturday.
No worries. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.